This is the Minor Canon, and you're listening to Standing Room Only on KillRadio.org.
KillRadio.org, live in the studio. It's the Minor Canon. All right. Hey, glad to have you here in the studio. Cozy up to a mic if you're near one, and we can hear you talk. And I want to hear who you are and what you do in the band. And we'll leave it at that for now. We'll get to the hard questions later.
I'm Ben, and I currently play bass in the band.
Do you feel your job is in danger?
No, I'm going to get promoted to shouter.
Excellent. Should we just go ahead and take this phone call as long as the phone's reading? We'll go back to introductions. Hey, Standing Room Only, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, this is Little Caesar. I want to give a shout out to my mom, who's for Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, mom.
Ironically, your mom's here.
Radio.
She says she loves you.
Thank you for phoning Dad, and
All right, hey, thanks for calling in and telling us about your mom. Do you have her phone number, by the way? So we can call her up and wish her a happy Mother's Day? Are you still there? Oh, he hung up.
Wouldn't that be rad if we called his mom? I can't believe I just said rad. Wouldn't that be great if we called his mom? We called his mom. Whoa, how about that? Some feedback there. We called his mom from the radio show and just harassed her or something. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be a fun Mother's Day? All right, so yeah, that's working great. So a little bit of Mother's Day stuff there. Unfortunately, not a question for the minor canon, which was what I was kind of hoping for. But hey, if you'd like to give us a call, our number here in the studio is 213-252-0998. 213-252-0998. Don't be shy, because the minor canon really, really wants to hear from you. So we were doing introductions. So we heard about the current bass player who fears his job is on the line. Who else do we have here?
I'm Paul.
Hey, Paul. What do you do?
I play guitar and sing.
Currently.
Yeah.
And concurrently.
This is Ryan, and I'm playing piano and Hammond.
Yes, and they're stacked on top of each other, and they're being held up by cups. It is the coolest thing I've seen in a long time. We've got. You got to do what you got to do. We literally have there's so many instruments in here. They're stacked on top of each other in our what's normally a gigantic, spacious studio, but they just wanted to stack their instruments. So I'm just
we like cuddling.
Cool. Yeah, they do. They're music cuddlers.
They're very close.
Did you hear about those cuddle parties in New York that they're doing now?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. You think that's nasty? Well, they're young people, too. They have these, like, young Christian groups, and instead of drinking or having fun, they have these cuddle parties.
They should have cuddle parties with foam.
Yeah, and they're Christians touching Christians. So if you guys want to go after this, we can check one out.
Whipped cream?
Yeah.
Or sand?
Absolutely.
Foam, sand, whatever?
Yeah, sand. You can't... you can't miss that one when the sand comes out. There's no mistaking it. Who else do we have here?
Yeah, I'm Mike, and I really play the trombone.
All right. He really does it.
My name's Maury. I play trumpet.
I'm Eric. I'm the new drummer.
You're the new drummer.
Jewish.
Nude. Oh, the nude drummer. That's right.
Usually.
Yeah.
And now,
the joke is on him now, because we all showed up nude, and he's the only one who showed up with clothes on, so. All right, did we hear from everybody? I think we did. And Josh is joining us in the studio. Hey, Josh, thanks for coming in. Josh is giving himself an air high five.
That's more of a raising the roof.
Excellent. Should we start with some of the hard-hitting questions first?
Oh, we can do that.
Jump right into it. Because I want to know. The what? The stalker questions? Well, we'll get to the stalker questions later. The thing is, we set up the minor canon with a few stalkers all week long. They didn't realize we were doing that. So we'll see how well they did with our Kill Radio stalkers.
If someone calls and asks, what time do you get up? Don't answer.
Yeah, last week on the show, someone called our guest and asked her. She was a scream queen. She does B-horror movies. And they asked her when what time she gets up in the morning, I guess, so they could show up at her house and, you know, be there when she gets up. It was kind of a little bit uncomfortable for all of us. And that was followed by the heavy breather guy, I believe. So maybe we'll be lucky enough to get one of those for you guys, for you finely dressed gentlemen. Yeah, right. It's going to be someone's mom.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Just called his mom.
Yeah, his mom's a heavy breather. I believe it. Actually, I have proof, but I'm not going to go too much into that. So,
is she Canadian?
She might be. She might be French Canadian. How did you come up with the name The Minor Canon? How did you decide on that?
It's a good question.
Thank you.
There's a book by Frank Stockton, a children's book, if you will. And Maurice Sendak, who did all the illustrations for it. I really enjoy that book, and it's called The Griffin and the Minor Canon.
Oh, awesome.
And, that's where it started.
I've
done a few songs on compilations here and there under that moniker, and I just stuck. So I've been using it for a few years.
Okay, so you kind of named the band.
Yeah.
And then you fell into a pit of musicians one day and decided... as long as we're all here for like the next 8 months, why don't we play together and get a band together? Sorry about the pit, by the way. I didn't realize the door was so loose. So how did all of you come together?
Well, Ryan and I here, uh-huh. We've known each other since first grade, and we've known each other since first grade and played in our first band together. Actually, let's get that call. Let's see what that's all about, right?
Let's go ahead and get the call. Hey, standing room only, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hello? Hello? Did we scare you off?
I'm inside the building.
Thank you for the compliment.
Oh, right, yeah. It's your
look upstairs. Right.
Look behind you. I'm the guy with the trumpet. Whoa, hey, wait a second.
Quiet one.
Finally, we got a heavy breather. Well, that was nice. That was nice.
Good stuff.
Compliment for all of you. So you were saying...
what was I saying?
I don't even know. I don't know now.
First grade. So Ryan and I met in first grade when we were 15. We started playing music together. And yeah.
They got held back together.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
They really need to bond because they were the only people who couldn't fit in those tiny chairs.
Yeah. Nice. No, I was jumping forward a few years, but that's okay.
Right, I understand.
And yeah, we played in our first band together, and then from there, I started this project. He joined on, and the rest of the folk followed.
Excellent. So how did they pick up the rest of you? Was it did they entice you with money?
You met
them on the internet?
I met them on the internet.
That's pretty dangerous. I can tell you some stories.
I wasn't even looking for a band, actually.
That's how they get you. That's how they get you. Internet music band predators. Yeah. Seriously. The love the band or love the emotion?
Both.
Yeah, the rest of us were in the groundlings.
Uh-huh. We were all in the groundlings.
Yes.
Just happen to be musicians, but we're really very fine comedians.
Fantastic. And we can see your new stand-up show in my garage next week, so it's going to be pretty cool. Are you reading a book during the show?
This is Life During Wartime by Lucius Shepard. I just wanted to see when it was published because there's a very fine...
Uh-huh. And is it a good read? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's 87, so it came after the Talking Heads record.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Which Talking Heads record?
Life During Wartime.
Life During Wartime.
That's off of Fear of Music.
Is it really off Fear of Music?
Yeah.
That was 77. Sorry.
So you... See, we should have. I've always thought I should have a show on the radio called like Music Class, where you could just get a bunch of musicians around and they can discuss like classic music information and just like tell everyone what they know. Wouldn't that be cool? That
would
be awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
No one would listen to it.
A big argument.
Well,
that's
but the upside though is that if you're a listener, you can just turn it off.
That's true.
Whereas
that's
if you're in the conversation, you gotta sit through
that's
it.
That's my favorite Fugazi record.
Oh, Josh just had a good idea. We could do that tonight. Did you bring the electrical shock equipment?
There's plenty of shit here. I'm sure we can.
I have a taser in my car.
A taser? Is that an off-brand taser?
A taser.
Oh, a taser. Okay. The taser is the Kmart of tasers. It may not shock your attacker, but you'll certainly feel the shock. So. Aside from this shocking conversation, the Groundling Theater would like to chime in. He's thinking about it. He's double thinking. Once you start censoring, you're no use to us, man.
Mike's visibly upset.
How long has the Minor Canon in its current incarnation been a band?
Let's say
for the most part,
about a year.
Except for the new drummer, because I know where you picked him up.
Yeah. Well. The nude drummer.
Right, yeah, the nude drummer.
Yeah, about a year and a half, like, you know.
Okay, roughly. Excellent.
I don't know. I have a terrible memory.
Okay, and that's playing out places, kind of?
December 2005 would have been our first show.
Okay, let's hear about your first show. What was your first show?
I put together a show at Spaceland who the...
You are like the Spaceland favorites. Yeah, you have just recently been
right
in residency
down the street
at Spaceland.
From my house, so oh, okay. It's one of those things, and I've known the people at Spaceland for a long time. I've been playing in bands in the area for a while.
They don't let me in there anymore because of the alleged fire, but I mean, maybe you can help me out with
that. That was you? I thought that was Crash Worship.
Well, you know. I go by many names.
All right. I guess we played there with, I put together a show with band formerly Nuzzle, which they're called the Dying California. Was that the show? No, what was the first show? Oh, no, the first show was us and Clark. That was just this last December. That was a whole other year ago. Let's see. Oh, I got a bunch of my DJ friends. Dublab.com.
Right.
All
yeah.
of those fools. Mark Frosty and Jose and Jimmy Tamburello and Elvin. They all DJ'd and we had a fun night. That was the first show, and since then we've just been gallivanting around the town, playing shows, and that's about it. Yeah.
Riding horses and playing shows.
Yes, yeah. Nude too.
Nude.
Yes. Lady Godiva.
It must be having the drum set on the horse must kind of chafe. That's what I'm thinking of. But you're used to that being a nude drummer, so it all works out. Should we hit a song?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
All right. Yeah, let's do it. Do you know what song you want to play first?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys want to do The Art of the Quick Draw?
Sounds excellent.
I'm dedicating this one to my grandfather for Mother's Day.
Fantastic. And we're going to listen to the Minor Canon live on Standing Room Only.
Bye. very brave, walk around both lanes, face the scary day, don't pull the tricks out of our sleeves, but I believe anything you believe in anything. So give me
All right, fantastic. Thank you for that. It's great. It sounded really good. It's really cool. So let me ask you one more question, then maybe we can play another song.
We have more, yes.
Okay, good. Because I have more questions, so it's going to work out well.
Yeah. We have more answers, too.
Good. Fantastic. Yes, I have so many questions.
Don't.
Well, I have to ask you, because you're an all-male band, have you ever had any... Have you ever had?
I had the clap. But it went away.
That's the great thing about
that's
the clap is that it goes away
me.
On its own. You don't have to do anything, so that's really good. Yeah, that's good. It's just like herpes, right?
No, that's a virus.
After a while,
the clap, a little penicillin, it's gone.
Right? Yeah, yeah. No, I was saying that
I don't know this from personal experience.
With herpes, it just goes away, and then you're fine, right?
Oh yeah. Well. For a couple weeks,
yeah. And then you're
what's known as
a herpes donor.
Oh, I'm not even going to get into this.
Yeah, I know. We shouldn't get into this.
So what were you going
to
ask?
Well, he brought up the clap, so now
something
I'm just...
Something about Valtrex?
You know,
is that?
Just completely... Okay, so I was going to ask you about...
The term is shedding.
Your...
Thank you.
Your female fans, have you ever had any... Being an all-male band, have you ever had any really weird experiences with... the female fans, just like kind of starting to get a little freaky. It sounds like we have one. No,
not really.
You're afraid to say it because then you're going to end up stabbed in the middle of the night.
Most are girlfriends, I think.
Right? Uh huh. Yeah, that doesn't mean you don't have
one of us
like,
has a wife. And
that's why the band has a girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a girlfriend,
right?
But I know a girl that if she heard me say that, she'd get really mad.
Well, she's never going to find out now that you're on the radio. She'll never know.
Sorry.
She'll never know.
Like me.
But have you ever had any kind of stalkers or anything like that?
Not really. Not even much. Yeah, we kind of haven't ventured too far.
MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace stalkers, yeah.
Ryan had a stalker. We got a bunch of MySpace stalkers.
Yeah.
Oh.
So what's your MySpace stalker? You don't have to name her.
No, there's a few just good fans, really. There's girls that like to, say nice things over the MySpace comments, which I find awesome.
Yeah,
I think the MySpace comments are fun.
Yeah, I get a few of those too, but I have to write them myself. It's really depressing. should we hear another song? What
yeah,
do you
that's
play?
A good idea.
You keep saying
yeah,
that,
man.
Full
of them. Rockets or what was the other one? Let's do Not There. Let's try that one.
Yeah.
Are we going to? Okay. How do I play that one? Oh, yeah. Here we go.
All right. The Minor Canon live on Standing Room Only. Crying out for All right, fantastic. Where can we?
A nice happy song.
Oh, there's so much yeah. echo in the room. Where can we find your music? Where can people get it, listen to it, have fun with it?
That's a good question, too. iTunes, Rhapsody, TuneCore, CD Baby, Amazon,
E-Music,
our website, minorcanon.com,
MySpace, which is...
MySpace/TheMinorCanon.
Uh-huh.
Sea Level Records.
In Echo Park.
Some
Amoeba
local
in Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah. Local stores. As of now, we don't have national or international distribution, but...
Or local distribution.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get the Kill Radio Squad on that, so we'll have
CDs in our cars.
Yeah, it's out of the trunks of our cars,
right.
Really.
And you just drive NWA through neighborhoods style, and toss
really.
Them out the window. Yeah.
You can get them at shows, too.
Oh, yeah.
At shows.
We do play live in the Los Angeles area quite often, so...
And where can we find you playing live in the near future?
Tentatively, there's a June 2nd at the LA County Museum of Art.
Okay.
It's supposed to be an Indie 103 night.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
I've never heard of that station,
yeah,
but okay, whatever
either.
You say.
But I don't even know if that's happening, so.
Uh-huh.
And then we're
yeah, they're really flaky over there at Indie 103.
Yeah, I know. I hate them.
tiny little station, unlike here, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Hotel Cafe. That's the other one. We're playing shows with Jeanette Napolitano from Concrete Blonde.
Excellent.
One at the Hotel Cafe, the other one in San Diego at the Casbah.
Where is Hotel Cafe?
It's in Hollywood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cahuenga
and Selma. Something like that.
Selma.
Yeah. That's June 21st.
June 21st. Excellent.
Yeah. Thank you.
And... we can get your music from all of those wonderful places. Do you have, do you answer fan email if they send you email? Can
people
email you? Where can
they
email you?
Yes. And we answer it personally.
Okay. Where can they email you?
Info@theminorcanon.com. I'm sorry, info@minorcanon.com or theminorcanon@gmail.com.
I got an email back from you that said from the Minor Canon bot. So I don't know. Do you really answer all of your? No, I'm just kidding.
I
picture this like
doing that.
This
I must
like
have been really drunk.
This robot, you know, sitting there answering all your email, tuning up your guitars. That's just the way I picture it. I don't know. Do we have another song coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's spread that whiskey around. I can't sober. If I sober up, I can't do this show. So, what song
we
would you like to
play? If we sober up, so
seriously,
that's good.
I know
we're
it's
in the
a
right
very. We have a very good relationship
you
here.
Pass that over. Or you need another beer. This one's just kind of kicking it.
Okay.
What's the next one?
What is this?
Let's do the Pavement song. We're gonna do a cover now.
It's now known as the ass microphone.
Pass that whiskey back over here before
you.
You
just took one for the team there, buddy.
Yeah, they can't tell what this sounds like.
You know, there's a webcam in that mic, right? And you can swear on this radio station,
so.
I don't want to fucking hear you do it.
FCC.
They're not down with me. Yeah, seriously. All right. So, we're going to hear what now?
We're going to do a Pavement song. Sorry. Okay.
Excellent.
Jameson's getting on top of me.
We're going to do the fuck you song.
Yeah. I don't curse. I'm sorry.
Minor Canon live on Standing Room Only.
Treated like an oil.
All right. That song was so good, the records were shaking out of the walls on that one.
Really? Yeah. We do like us some Pavement, so.
That's right, yeah. You didn't feel that going in your back? You had records flying into your... Well, it's, I'm surprised because you're naked. I'm surprised you didn't feel every single little thing hitting you. What has been your all-time favorite place to play that you've ever played?
That's a Goleta? Is that not...
Goleta.
No.
It's a movie by Stanley Kubrick. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I can't really say. Like we've had some good shows.
Yeah.
The Prospector has been fun. We play really dingy dive bars and
I think those are the best places to see.
San Francisco?
Yeah, that was my favorite show.
The Mercury Lounge, that's when we played. We had a fun time there.
That was the Hemlock.
The Hemlock. Well,
Mercury Lounge is Goleta. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm really.
The truth exposed on Standing Room Only. There's probably some place though that you just really love
Spaceland has been a very good home for us.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they've been nice to you, but where do you really like playing?
That's a good question. What do we really like? You know what?
Yeah,
we kind of like playing anywhere.
It's a nice state. It's a nice place. Yeah.
That fire retardant shiny. What is that cape like? Evil Knievel cape they have going behind the stage.
Yeah, let me tell you, it's not really all that fire retardant.
Yeah, well, that's the reason they put it up supposedly. But I don't know about that. But other than that, we just like playing. Isn't a one venue I can say. Is there a place we hate? Can we do that?
You can definitely tell me what you hate.
We played a place in Santa Monica. Oh, it's Bergamot Station.
They chip you? Because that's the report that I got.
Well, yeah, kind of. It was like the sound guy was retarded, and no offense.
Actually, he gypped you on intellect is what happened.
Yeah, it was a bad day, but we got free beer for a while, and got to listen to a bunch of really crappy bands.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I think that's all I have to say. I think
that's it. It just wasn't a good experience. You got drunk.
I remember
drunk.
Some controversy about the price of a Doers a couple of clubs we've played at.
Oh, yeah.
Not worth mentioning.
Here we go.
But you can just say in general.
I think this is my mom.
There were questions. That's you think it. This is your mom?
Yeah.
Standing remotely, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hey, this is actually... Ian McKinnon, the manager of the Minor Canon.
Did you have a message you wanted to give them?
I just wanted to say hi, if that's okay.
No, there isn't time for that. I'm sorry.
All right. This is John?
Yeah, this is John.
Hey, John, thanks for having them up.
Oh, well, thanks for calling up, and it's been a great show. So have you been listening? They've been doing great.
Maybe I am on the air. I think I hear myself.
You are on the air. You are indeed on the air. Yes. Anything else you wanted to say?
Can I request some fog hat or something?
Yes, you can. We will not honor that.
Fog hat would be really good.
Slow ride right now.
Well, John, thanks for having him up.
No problem.
And tell the guys that I'll video conference them later.
All right. Sounds good. Well, right. He's going to video conference you on his plasma. Plasma screen.
I've got two of those.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Bye bye.
He lives in Seattle now.
That was a nice supportive call. Does he really live in Seattle?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, yeah. I was just up there.
I've known him
ago.
Since kindergarten. We've been best friends forever.
Basically, you've collected all of your childhood friends and given them musical instruments.
Uh-huh. In a former band that I played in, my dad played trumpet.
Really?
Shit you not. You
that
know?
Is so awesome. Yeah. That is so awesome.
Yeah, he kind of looks... Oh, Jesus. He looks like a mix between a walrus and Gallagher. And it was really.
I can completely picture that.
I know he's not listening.
Very
he
visual
remember
description.
My birthday, so it's fine. you like that? I like trusting people that I play with, and
that's crazy talk.
Yeah. You know. So that's it.
For the record,
that's it.
Yes.
Talking about it just a few minutes ago. For the record, we love Warren Hewer.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Warren Hewitt from Swing House is one of our favorite people of all time.
Very cool. What are some of your other bands that you like, actually?
Lately?
Or influences, or both?
What's a new record that I got that I like? They're not a new band, but Nerd Talk, is that what you said? Dr. Dog, yeah.
Dr. Dog.
The new Dr. Dog record is really fantastic. Obviously, we like Pavement is one of my biggest influences. And the new Wilco record has moments on it. I just bought the Broken West, and I'm kind of fond of that, and it's very very bubbly, but it's very good at the same time.
Simon and Garfunkel.
we do classic Simon and Garfunkel.
So you've got Simon and Garfunkel over here.
Yeah.
What was? Don't even say it. The Moody Blues. Goddamn it.
He's just pointing at people now and calling out songs. It's hilarious.
Slayer and Frank Zappa, we got that.
Cool.
Well, and the jazz guys over here.
I want to do Big Anal Cunt Fan.
That's good. I like Pussy
The Band
galore.
Or the just in general?
I believe they're an Austin-based thrash metal outfit of some sort. But they have a softer side as well, which I really appreciate.
I would believe that they would have a softer side somewhere. Do you guys have one more left in you? You want to do one more?
Oh, one more song?
Yeah.
Of course.
Hey, the other show isn't here yet, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That's good because I'm not leaving this room and neither are you.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to get rid of us with force. Okay. Are we doing, going to do that one? Rockets? Yeah. Okay.
Rockets.
The Rockets minor, Countdown.
Yeah. The Rockets Countdown. Minor Canon Live here on Standing Room Only.
I have to tell you, I don't see past your eyes. As I walk my fingers on your skin, the Rockets Countdown comes to five. Thank you.
Fantastic. All right. We're out of time, unfortunately, on the show. So I'm going to let you guys say anything that's left unsaid, anything you want to say as we take the show out. Then we're going to play another one of your songs. Then I'm going to thank you for being on the show by kicking you all out of the studio.
Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, no problem.
It was very,
yeah.
very fun.
Thank you for being here. It's been great, actually. This has been really fun. So it's been good. Some good conversation. And a lot of good drinking going on. You're laughing. Yeah. You're laughing. This is the best conversation we have on this show. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm
a talker.
You're a total talker. You liar. Is there any? Do you want to give any shout outs or say hello to anybody or anything you want to say? Yeah, you want to say hello to that guy's mom?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, if the mom could call in, we'd like to talk to you later. Okay, so
I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers collectively.
My mother too.
Mothers are really the best thing ever.
All mothers in the world.
Because I wish I had a pink baseball bat.
It would be hard. Sorry. Interesting. It would be hard to have this world without mothers. It's true.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So apparently there's some issues coming out, but that's all right. Anyone else? You want to give any shout outs to anybody?
No. Well, you don't watch baseball.
This has been a really quiet time.
It has, yeah. Let's take a moment of silence on the radio here. No. So thank you so much for being on the show. It's been a great show.
Thank you for having us.
And we're going to take us out with one of your songs off of your CD, which is called?
No Good Deed Goes Unpunished.
And I was going to do track 3, Behind the Trees. How does that sound? Pretty good?
Bend Like Trees.
It's called Bend Like Trees, and it's on your... it's on this album.
Oh, we're going to do that one?
What did I say?
I don't know.
Behind the trees. And
it's a more suggestive that way.
Yeah, Behind the Trees. I was getting all excited. I was like, what's this song about? Thank you so much for being on the show. It's been great.
Of course.
One more time, where can we find your stuff, your music, excitements?
At minorcanon.com and CD Baby, iTunes, MySpace, Rhapsody, eMusic, Sony, everything else. Yeah, Amazon. There we go.
And that MySpace is MySpace/TheMinorCanon.
Correct.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, John.
And I will see you at your next show. I'm looking forward to it. Let's take us out with some Minor Canon.
If I don't get it,
I went back and was like, where are we?
wanna see it again.
They're still here. I can't get rid of them.
This is Eric of the Minor Canon. I just wanted to give a very
just
fond farewell
to
my girlfriend, Corey.
And
thank her for listening to the show. Corey's not even listening. Corey's at work right now. Who else? Oh, this is Ben from the Minor Canon. I wanted to thank my lovely wife, Shannon, for tuning in this evening. I play bass currently in the band, and I'm
until tonight.
Presently, I love my wife Shannon.
He played bass until they let him loose in the studio tonight.
That's right. I'm enjoying my time on the microphone. My name is Ben, and I'm Ryan of the Minor Canon. I like surfing. I'm a Cancer. I used to work at Trader Joe's, and actually, you switched through a temp agency, I found a, where am I working right now? I have experience in, what is the field? It's like accounts receivables, it's some kind of shipping detail. Yeah, it's kind of sophisticated.
It's unfortunate that you're not sure exactly what it is that you do.
I'm presently an eligible bachelor. My name is Ryan, and I am presently an eligible bachelor. Hi, this is Mario of the Minor Canon. I'm the trumpet player in the band. I'm a Taurus, about to be celebrating my 23rd birthday. Looking quite forward to that. Me and my lovely girlfriend Katie are going to have a lovely evening. Thank you, ladies.
I just want to take this opportunity to say fuck on the radio.
Yeah, FCC! FCC! Hi, I'm Paul from the Minor Canon. I'm the leader of this organization. I've been writing most of these tunes, and I sing real pretty. And I don't know. We had a gig down in Long Beach, which was pretty nice, and I was so depressed that I was in a really good mood, which doesn't often, you can ask the other guys in the band, that really is pretty uncommon.
You were so depressed you came all the way back.
So depressed I was in a good mood. No, the only member of the band I've omitted is myself at this point.
Who are you?
Well, I'm
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, you can't really trust a guy in a beard. I've learned that through experience.
It's subtle.
Or a man with two first names.
Or a man with two beards.
A man with two.
Mike Richardson.
Everybody's just waiting.
Right.
I can't trust you.
I am not trustworthy. Actually, the U.S. Investigation Services begins their brief questionnaire with one question. Number one, identify someone you know who is not trustworthy. Explain how you have reached that conclusion. Would you like to begin, John?
I realized first that Josh was not trustworthy because he kept, when the cops would come banging on his door and asking where I was, he wouldn't tell them. And, I just don't trust a guy that's going to defend me like that, knowing what I did.
Yeah, every day.
Josh,
it's the same old man.
What's my sign? We're gonna ask the probing question.
I think your sign
again,
is get off the air. Right now.
And a beard. What's he hiding behind?
Oh, how very Freudian of you, Josh.
What we're gonna play the birthday game real quick.
Are you
Are you just going to start drinking out of that beer? Because I found that in the corner. I think someone peed in it.
It's my pee, fortunately. Now let's play the birthday game. I like to meet new faces, meet new people, get to know you a little bit better. Josh, when is your birthday? The 4th of February makes you an Aquarius, Josh. And John, it's good. Aquarius is a good one. The benefit, the goodwill of all humanity. I like that. John, do you have an H in your name?
I actually have three H's. The middle H has an umlaut over it. So.
And they're all silent, kids. It's very important. It adds a lot of depth. That's a lot of weight to the John. When is your birthday, John?
My birthday is December 32nd, 1969.
What is that? What sign of the zodiac is that? That's a...
I believe that is the monkey fighting the robot.
It's a monkey dog.
Beware, you're going to get a promotion.
Your lucky numbers are...
You know, a promotion at Kill Radio, it's like getting fired anywhere else. Let me just tell you. But every day it's the same old mess. This is actually better than the actual show. I don't know.
Vegetarians.
Yeah, I know. I need to air the teardown part of the show every week.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until beer starts getting spilled. I just went to Guitar Center and I got a whole bunch of gear.
They say it's beer,
but
I know.
There were five other guys in the store. They were willing to come with me up here tonight. All right.
They're saying there's beer on that amp, but I know for a fact there was a dude who was just sitting there. So you tell me what's on the amp.
It's not duties. It's definitely not duties.
Okay. It's duty free.
Yeah, worldly. Is the no in
taxation jokes. Yeah. Yeah, nothing's funnier than taxation jokes.
Looking around the room here at Kill Radio, I see a sort of political vibe. You guys are assuming maybe perhaps a more liberal role.
We have liberals and conservatives here. We have anarchists who are sometimes considered ultra-conservatives. We have, are at least on the far right. We have libertarians. We have liberals. We have green people. Got everything. Except neocons. People who are actually green, like leprechauns.
David, no. The schedule's right here. And I see clearly from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturdays, David Wolfowitz takes a little... Paul
Wolfowitz.
Yeah, but
look at 11 to 12, though, the little green leprechaun people.
The little green leprechaun, followed by Paul Wolfowitz. He takes a little break from the World Bank, comes out here to Vermont and Beverly. It's a good time.
Yeah, he's kind of an asshole. I don't know if you've ever met him. Whenever he comes to the studio, he's like, you know.
He's not being real chill with the World Bank,
I got money.
I sort of catch a little Baghdad going on in that. Baghdad.
I heard you guys are going to play in Baghdad. That's pretty exciting. Do you know where you're going to play? You're going to play in the green zone, right?
We're going to keep it free association for the rest of this little teardown dialogue. Beltway, Sander, Birdcage. Yeah. Calm, soothing. Basket Weaver.
I see no downside to just letting you talk. So, you know. Just letting you free associate with whatever you want to say on the radio. I don't see what could possibly go wrong.
I'm on the internet radio. I can't get over myself.
Conversational jazz.
This is...
But you're getting your whole album played, so you know.
But... waiting.
He's not coming, you know. He heard you guys were going to be here. He had like a major ego thing. He felt like he just couldn't even... He was so defunct compared to you. He couldn't even be in the same room as you. He had like an ego attack and he just stayed home. So I knew this from our psychic connection. But you were saying? Wheelbarrow?
Montreal.
Rust.
Rust? I don't even know her. Oh, wait, that's not how that joke goes.
The Arbitrary Off. Shall We Take Turns? Calm.
Girl.
Wet.
Girl.
Moist.
Girl.
Soft.
Girl.
Brown.
Dude, I can't do that. That's fucked up.
Pink.
No. The Queen of Spain.
What is the... The Parliament
of Spain. French German tourist.
Hello.
Ah, so, Sir Edmund Pearl of the Pearl Islands. Friend to the Earl of Sandwich. I totally made that shit up. Yeah, but you're speechless, aren't you? Of my command of world history.
Yeah.
My command of world history has defeated you, sir. I would have said French's mustard after that, but I'm just, you know, that's just me. I even have a retort to my own tort, and that's, legally speaking, it's gotten out of control. Your mistake was getting me started, my friend.
Yeah, you don't want to get it. You can spout random nonsense.
I thought I had a command of gibberish until I came to Kill Radio.
He's got a PhD in
Yeah, I tried my best to quickly put it on vibrate.
Let's finish out this last song, and we'll put on an archive of my own show so I can hear myself some more. So you've got about 2 more minutes to speak here. You better get it in while you can.
I'm trying to get a little.
I know there's a pun in there somewhere. I'm just going to leave it alone. I realized as it was coming out of my mouth. Let's get that that heavy breather guy on the phone. He was pretty entertaining. I think he was, yeah, the heavy breather guy and the heavy breather guy's mom, which is Mom by Heavy Breathing Association. They were a pretty cool little group. We should invite them down to your next show. I think he was just giving a shout out to his mom because he's too cheap to buy a present. But, you know, whatever.
Did he not introduce himself as... No, it's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Unless you celebrate it on the 10th, which is what they
do in Canada.
Quite possible.
No, I made up Canada because they're in a different time zone.
They the Arizona
National Youth Council has outlawed Mother's Day. It's bizarre. The Arizona National Youth Council has said that mothers are the cause of all worldly problems.
ANYCAAM.
And I was like, that's not cool.
That's,
they don't have daylight savings time, and they don't appreciate their mothers. What is up with that state?
I love my mother, John. Nobody loves my mother as much as I do, John.
Oh, I've loved your mother as much as you have. I've got a greeting card that proves it.
Oh. I sent my mother flowers.
Oh, we're out of time.
We'll be.
Do you want to keep going for another song?
No, I'd rather
let's put
not.
On, let's put me
let's
on.
Let's stop. Yeah, let's put,
let's hear me for a while.
What's
How
the best way
sound?
To end this after all this?
I think the best way. All right. Hey, guys, thanks for coming in and ruining my career here at the end. I appreciate that. he's just thinking of a giant middle finger standing over my head. We can talk over my own show. I don't care. Not too do that. All right. See everybody next week for a brand new Standing Room Only.